pastors. We honor you, Lord.
My name is Bill Blomquist, and welcome back to our podcast on prophetic songs, how we get them, where they come from, what do they sound like, what they are, what they're not. And this podcast, we're going to be speaking about types of prophetic song. In the New Testament, prophecy is usually an affirmation of what the Spirit is doing, rather than a foretelling of a specific future. You know, in the Old Testament, it was, you know, very poignant, a lot of warning, a lot of, if you don't get your act together, this is what's going to be coming down. New Testament does have a sense of that, but as far as the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of visions and so forth that we find after Pentecost, they're usually affirming what God is doing in the midst of the people. Very rarely do we see sort of, well, you know, in Acts, we see the guy that goes up to Paul and says, whoever's wearing this belt is in for big trouble. But that's pretty rare. So the traditional prophetic song is God speaking to us. You know, God in heaven, through his Holy Spirit, singing through us from his heart what we need to hear. You know, that's sort of the traditional prophetic song. You know, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I love you. You know, this sort of person to person. I would call that sort of a one-way approach, and God, you know, can be singing to us through one person, maybe the leader, not necessarily the leader. Perhaps you're on the band and you have the gift of some revelatory gift. You know, if you have a song that you want to sing, you feel that the Lord is wanting you to sing, you know, you go to your leader, you know, the leader of the day, and you say, is there a space for this? And they'll have a quickening in their spirit. Yeah, that's right. No, let's wait for next week, or let me hear more about it during the announcements, and we'll do it later on. You know, but you want to bounce what you're getting off of them. But when it does hit the people, it's going to be sung by one person, or maybe a few singers in the background, but essentially one person as the mouthpiece, as God's glottal, if you will, of singing from him to the congregation. But then there's also one way too, because we want to respond, don't we? There's times when just our praises and our spontaneous times of adoration and even intercession move from us down here up to him. So now we've opened up, you know, we've sort of lifted the ceiling, and as a leader, the leader says, we're going to spend some time just worshiping God. Worship God now in your own language, in your own, if you speak in tongues or sing in tongues, use tongues. If you don't, sing in spiritual songs. Whatever you use, whatever you're most comfortable with, let's worship God. And then just, you know, play a minor chord or a D chord and let it roll. And just be very simple in the music, so not to distract the beauty of the one-way communication, spontaneous prophetic songs lifting up to heaven from your people up to God. But then there's this ebb and flow that happens too. It could be two-way. God can sing through us through a leader one way, and the congregation can respond to what he's saying through the chorus, if you will. You could teach them the chorus. So it's sort of this back and forth, like a seesaw thing. Beautiful, beautiful way. For example, if you sense the Lord wanting to sing over your people through you, and you have a simple chorus like, yes, Lord Jesus, we receive your word, kind of like an antiphon, then the gifted worship leader can be singing over a phrase over the people, And then also lead them into the response. Yes, Lord Jesus, we receive your word. And then it goes on. And then the response. Yes, Lord Jesus, we receive your word. See how that goes back and forth. And that's really cool because there's, as I mentioned a few podcasts ago, there's a real sense of wonder and awe in prophetic song and spontaneous singing, like watching a fireworks show. You know, we don't really know where we're going. We know we're going somewhere fun. And when it's labeled, and I'll talk about this in a later podcast, when it's labeled to your congregation, when they know that we're just doing this as we're going along, like this isn't planned, there's a certain excitement, and there's actually faith. Faith increases when we're aware that, you know, we're sort of on the edge of hearing the Rhema word of God. It's always wonderful. So those are our three ways of, you know, of prophetic song. One way, God to us. I love you. I lead you. I'm singing to you. Us singing back to him. Lord, you are the most beautiful. Your glory fills my heart. You know, I'm ever awe of the way you have saved me. That's from us to him. And then back and forth, as I just demonstrated. Well, thanks for being here. This is some types of prophetic song. In our next piece, we're going to be looking at a little bit on song structure. And it's going to be good, and I hope you can join me. Thanks, and God bless you. See you next time.